Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Simps on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It is a beautiful sunshine, shiny day, and it's going to be in the upper 70s for a change. Yay! I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm also live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is share with your friends is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you would just like to be a part of the show or have any questions you would want to ask in context of the show presented to you today, or just to make any comments, and hopefully they're good ones, welcome to the show. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter of A Voice of a People, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. And along with you all is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and that is free produce every third Saturday of every month. Now, the next will take place June. Let's see what day that's going to fall on. 11 and 7. I think it's the 16th. But I'm going to make double sure. Let's pull up this calendar today. I was wrong. The 20th. It's June the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. You know, people that may need free produce or can, you know, help other people who may need. We live in a time where people need. We live in a time where people can't afford groceries. We live in a time where we have many food pantries. So if you know of someone who is in need, please either pick something up for them or give them this information. June 20th at Logos Christian Ministries, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Now, we did start like a chain prayer for people. We were praying for Cheryl Lee, who was having health issues. She was the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and she used to be on my show a lot, and I miss her so very, very much. But, you know, she has had a good report from the doctor and from the Lord, and we thank each and every one of you for the prayers for her now and your prayers for me. I had asked for prayer myself, and I thank you for your diligence and seeking the Lord for healing in my body. I thank God I am still on my feet, and I'm able to come and present myself to you and whatever God gives me to present to you. Oh, anyone else, you know, needs prayer? Our country needs prayer. Our president needs prayer. All his officials and our city government all need prayer. Yes, all need prayer. So, not because I ask, but because we need. Okay? All right. So, let me move on. I have some announcements for you today. Don't forget, we are doing a faith and wellness walk. And this takes place tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Ohio State University of Marion, 1465 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio. Please, if you can, come out. If you know of someone else who likes to walk, and maybe they just want to pledge a walk for faith and wellness, please tell them about this event at the Ohio State University of Marion, which takes place June the 5th at 6 p.m. We are expecting people from the city of Marion. This is not just one person or one entity or one, one body, or this is for our community, and we look forward to having this every year. This may be our sixth or seventh year we've had this faith walk, or fifth or sixth. But please come out and join us in our faith and wellness walk. I've been calling it faith and fitness but it's faith and wellness, okay? Don't forget the homeless shelter, who are always seeking volunteers and always seeking donations to help with the people that they are helping. They are located at 326 West Fairground Street in Marion, Ohio, and their telephone number is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. So don't forget the homeless shelter. Some other things that are going on this June is our, let me see, Bobby Floyd will be here. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the May Pavilion, the Palace Theater. June 20th at 6:30 p.m. The tickets are $40, pre-sale only. Where do you get the tickets? Contact Tara Dyer, and you may even contact the Palace Theater in the area where they sell tickets. They can also give you the information. Okay, if you need Tara Dyer's number, her number is 740-751-8050. Now, he is a Marion Maid. What was that award that singers get in California? Nominee, yeah. He was a nominated for, and not an Emmy award, but I can't think of it now, but you know what I mean. He's a jazz musician. He's been here several times, and not only that, he is Marion Maid. He is one of our own. So let us remember these events that are going on. And these are also centered for our community to participate and be a part of it. You know, we are all one body. We all have one Father. And I am reaching out to our community to, I guess, step up and just, you know, help us to celebrate wellness and fitness. I will be having a call-in guest today, which is Tara Dyer. She was here last week, but she will be calling in again today. There are several events that she really wants to talk about, and I thank her because she is a community organizer, a community worker. She was a lifelong, or I guess her career has been in teaching in the Marion City Schools, and she just retired from like 30-something years of being a teacher, but she is on the school board, and she is still very active in our community and in the schools. So she will be calling in about 10:30. So I want to share a little bit with you about what is on the map on the calendar of the almanac. Since this is a new month, welcome June. You know what? I was on my way here, coming out of the house. I had my keys and the garage opener and all that. And I was getting ready to lower the blinds because when I'm not home, I don't want the blinds open. And there was a large wasp in the kitchen window on the inside, not outside. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how'd that wasp get in here? But anyway, I sprayed it with some wasp spray. And I hope I killed it. I didn't have time to sit around and you know, make sure that it was dead, but hopefully I hit it. But you know what? I hate that spray because once you sprayed it, it's all over my window, all over my blinds. I was able to wipe my blinds off, but then I got to get the window when I get home. It's so messy, but necessary to kill wasps and bees, right? Mosquitoes, ants, all that kind of stuff. Okay. The month of June is here. Wondrous weather. Hair ice resembling cotton candy appears when water is squeezed out of rotting wood and hits freezing air. Now, why that is here for June, I do not know. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June the 1st to November the 30th. The Eastern Pacific's from May 15th to November 30th. What do you get if you cross water droplets with an amphibian? Lost for words, Kermist the fog. Bad weather. We will not woo foul weather all too soon or nurse November on the lap of June. On four different occasions in 1974, 2004, 2010, and 2023, fish have fallen from rain clouds onto Lajamamu, a town in Australia's Northern Territory. I don't know what all that means, but this is on the almanac for June 2026. Pride Month was the 1st of June. I guess all month they will be celebrating Pride Month. It begins June the 1st. Also, the King's Birthday of New Zealand. We have June, damp and warm. Does the farmer no harm? So this is a good time for planting season. May is over, and I'm sure some farmers did get some planting done. But June seems to be a damp month, or known to be a damp month, and a warm month. I know a couple years, last year and the year before that, we had really hot weather early. So we haven't really had hot weather early. So maybe that's a different kind of a sign. You know, last year we had drought, and the year before. So maybe, you know, we're coming around. It's going to have some nicer month of June and not so hot, right? Don't forget, Friday is our wellness, what is it called? Faith and Wellness Walk, which will be held at Ohio State University at 6 p.m. Come out, one and all, if you're able. You know someone who would like to walk or make a pledge to walk 1 mile, 2 miles, or 3 miles, please give them that information. Faith and Wellness Walk at Ohio State University of Marion tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Okay. So that is for the... Oh, D-Day is Saturday. D-Day is Saturday. Not only that, Mirfield in Columbus is having the golf tournaments going on. And I hear it is overly crowded. A lot of people are there enjoying this nice weather. And I think it's over Sunday. But, you know, if you're in the vicinity, get out and be amongst the golfers and enjoy your weekend. I hope to be able to enjoy some of my weekend down at Mirfield in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I've been a couple times. I mean, it's just something that nice to do. So I will pull up the thought for today while we're waiting on my guest to call in. Okay, thought for today. Opportunity. You know, I may have read this last week. They don't seem to be downloading any new ones to me. But this one is opportunity. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. And I think I shared that with you last week. I always like to be optimistic. I always like to look at the brighter side. I don't like feeling down and gloomy and like there's no hope. I just don't like that feeling, you know. I'm an upbeat person. I'm a happy person. Unless somebody really does go out of their way to make me sad or hurt my feelings, you know. But other than that, I am a optimistic person. But I do see something that you might be interested in. Thursday, June the 4th, 2026. Good morning. On this day in 1896... Henry Ford unveiled the test drove, the quadricycle, the first automobile he designed. The successful 4 a.m. trial run behind his Detroit home helped launch the future automotive pioneer's career. The New York Public Library is celebrating America's 250th birthday by brewing beer from a 269-year-old recipe written by George Washington himself. Do tell. Isn't that something? The low-alcohol brew was meant to keep troops hydrated when they could not trust the water. A local brewery is making two versions, one faithful to the original and one with modern tweaks for those who aren't feeling the molasses. Social Security's full retirement age just climbed again, and if you're thinking about retiring this year, the timing could permanently cost you. What's actually driving the change? On today's episode of the Flyover Podcast, Ayla shares how much your retirement could be cut depending on timing, plus exclusive tips on how to squeeze the biggest possible checkout of your benefits. Today's sponsor, MySoul Robotics, is giving everyday investors a chance to get in on AI robotics revolution through a company already deploying automated kitchen technology at major restaurant brands across the country. I'm just reading some news to you while I am waiting on to call in. Iran strikes Kuwait airport. What do you think about that war? It seems like once they get into a war, they say, well, we're not going to be there long, just a couple of weeks, maybe a month at the most. And look how long they go on. Look how much damage they do. Look how many people are hurt. Look at how those suffer from high prices of gas, and not just gas, but even, you know, import and exports that we take advantage of, you know, that goes in our kitchen, you know, and all kind of things that we may be missing. But I guess war is necessary in the life and times that we live in, right? But anyway, it says Iran missiles and drones struck Kuwait International Airport on Wednesday, killing one person and injuring 63 others as the shaky ceasefire with the United States continued to unravel. Kuwait's military said it intercepted 13 missiles and 17 drones since dawn. The United States shot down Iranian drones near the Strait of Hormuz and struck a military site on Iran's Quesham Island. Oh boy, I tell you. Meanwhile, President Trump said he was perturbed at Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu for constantly fighting with Lebanon, endangering the ceasefire, and repeated that he would decide soon whether to sign a deal with Iran or resume the military campaign. It's like, whose fight is it? I guess whatever Israel situation they find them in, we are in the same situation. So whatever they do, we do. When they fight, we fight. When they stop, we stop. Meanwhile, the American pilot of the F-15E recently downed over Iran was the same aviator shot down by Kuwaiti friendly fire at the start of the war. A coincidence, one retired general compared to being struck by lightning twice. Wow, the news, podcast extra. Oh boy, some of this stuff is crazy. Do you want to hear the news? Well, she hasn't called in yet. So let me find the news is depressing to me. Let's see what God has to say to us today. Oh, you know, just saying and thinking that we had to the UFO talks. Did you all hear about that? The president called key pastors and preachers and evangelists in for this meeting at the White House to tell them that they were unleashing the UFO files, just like the Epstein files and the John F. Kennedy files. So, you know, they're talking about, I don't know if you watched Mars or the day the earth stood still when we had a visit, well, according to the show, the movie, we had a visitation from outer space. So what they're saying is they are expecting a visitation from outer space. And a spaceship and people, or whatever they are, come out of it. So, hold on. I may have to finish this next hour, but I have a call. Hold on. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hi, it's Tara Dyer calling in to tell you about some exciting things that are happening in Marion.
Well, thank you for calling, Tara Dyer. We were waiting for you.
I just throw those boys down.
I bet they'd be excited when they get there. See,
Grandma.
Yeah.
Well, Tara,
so what, have I missed anything?
I was just opening up and doing what I do. I did go calling hours. I did make it, praise God. I'm like, oh, wow, next 15 minutes. I did make it over there to do that and saw a few people and gave my condolences. But matter of fact, when I was leaving, Pastor Jackie was coming.
Okay, well, prayers to that family.
Yes, absolutely.
You're not positive,
are you? Who is that? Is that Preston or?
Bryce.
How you doing, babe? They are so sweet.
Well, I did, thank you for the opportunity to call in and chit-chat about some amazing things that our nonprofits are doing in the community.
Right.
And one of the things that I've found with our nonprofits is that it's so hard to get the word out on many of these amazing things that are happening in the community. So I was happy to be on your show to publicize the OJ event that we just did at Tri-Rivers last week, and thank you for coming.
Oh, I enjoyed myself immensely. We all did. I think it was a beautiful evening, and everyone was excited and anticipated the guest, and that's always a plus, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Mary Maid.
Mary Maid. And it gives you opportunity to network with people that you may have talked to, you know, the day before, or people you haven't seen for forever. So I was glad to see that your radio station had a presence there and got a great interview. Scott got a great interview with OJ, and so I appreciated, you know, the media outlet being there to capture and preserve that moment. So thank you guys for being there.
Well, Scott's one of the best interviewers. I
hear
from
gosh.
A lot of people.
He's persistent.
Yes, he is. Very. And he has interviewed some very high top people, you know, up in the, just like Phil Donahue and, you know.
Right.
Yeah, people like that, you know, movie stars. They may be older, but he gets in there.
Yeah, I was, I went to your webpage, and there is a tab just for celebrity interviews, and you're right, it is extensive. So that's how I found the OJ McDuffie interview, is I went to your Facebook page and looked for that tab, and I was like, how do I find it? Well, there it was under celebrity interviews, and I did see some really high-powered names there.
Right. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. But, you know, that's very important that he, and he really enjoys, it's his life. I don't know if people know that about Scott Spears, but this radio media is his life. He lives
for it. Yeah, and we depend on it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I just thank God that, you know, WGH Talk is still on the air, and we all have our little shows that we do, and we're keeping it moving, celebrating 12 years yep. next Thursday night.
Oh, 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I enjoyed getting a picture with OJ and even you, and I thought, oh, those pictures are so nice. And the young people that really came out, the young men.
Yes.
It was so impactful and powerful, I think, to all of them. Everybody.
One of the things that I feel in working with you as well is the ability to create opportunities and activities for these young people that will allow them to do things, because they always say Marion is boring and Marion is this, and if they know that the village is trying to do things that will encourage them to make those right decisions, to have activities to do, to be present in the community in a positive way, I think is important.
Oh yeah, it is. It was important to us. We had to have something to do. You have so much energy. I wish I had some of that energy now. Oh, my gosh. But when you're young, and you know, the more that you're busier, the less you have time to do things you have
yeah.
no business doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, and I have been meeting with those young men for 7 months. And, you know, very thankful to Dr. Johnny Jackson, who introduced me to them through his group called Harambe. And it's weird, Linda, because I think I started out with like 11 young men and ended up with like 8 that were consistently there. So, and I miss them. I asked them on that night, I said, I'm gonna miss you guys, you know, because we had like a little group chat and, you know, a group text, and they, I said, should we just delete it? And they said, no, let's keep it so we can be accountable to one another. So we're still
well,
communicating
good.
Through our group chat. So.
Well, that's great. You know what? That is so important to be able to hold on. That they
oh, yeah.
depend on someone if they need them, you know.
Yeah, that follow-through is important. Follow-through is important.
Yes,
but I also called in today because there are so many PSAs that I would like to share on your program, because, as I mentioned, it is so difficult getting the word out to many of the exciting things that we are doing in this community. So thankful for your media to allow me to have that voice. So
June
we're going to be walking Friday, our Faith and Fitness Walk at the Ohio State University at Marion. Registration 5:30, the walk 6:00. We will provide water and certificates. There will be a vendor there that will allow you to purchase Juneteenth swag. So if you don't have any Juneteenth swag, there's going to be a vendor there that will allow you to purchase. The following week, we have the Your Type Saves Life blood drive, and it's going to be at the Red Cross Center, and it is from 12 to 3 on Friday of next week. Then we got Bobby Floyd coming to town. He's been so amazing. On the 20th, he'll be in the May Pavilion at the Palace. Tickets are available right now. Call the Palace and get your ticket today. That event starts at 5:30, doors open, 6 o'clock, show starts. And then we'll end with Black Joy Summerfest at Martin Luther King Park. That's going to be on the 27th of June, a kid-friendly event. I think we are really looking, what do we call that, a youth explosion, Linda?
Yes, absolutely.
Bouncy houses and music and food and fun and dancing and a live band. So we're really going, pulling out all the stops for Juneteenth 2026 celebration.
Yes, for our youth. And it's so important to get a hold of our youth while they're young and help to lead and guide them throughout the days that we live in now. Because they need hope. They need hope. They need to know that someone cares about them and where we are today in our world. Because it's not only disquieting for us or disgruntled, or just not really knowing what's going on. Just think about the young people, what they hear and what they see and what they go through. So much uncertainty we live in today. So holding on to them and lifting them up, and we care about you. We love you. We want to make sure you have
what you
need.
That's right. We care about you and we love you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we care about what you need. Because they're going to need more than what we needed when we grew up. Different times. Different times.
Yeah, I was surprised, though, when you talk about needs, a lot of the young people that I've been encountering, Linda, are telling me that they got jobs, and a lot of them employed through the city at Lincoln Pool, and of course you have your Arby's, McDonald's, Donato's, the new place, Oxby's, and so I'm happy to see that they are utilizing, you know, Marion local opportunities for them to have jobs.
Amen.
And stuff. So let's pray that it's an eventful summer.
Amen. That's great. That's
for
wonderful.
Them.
That is wonderful that they have jobs. That's beautiful.
Jobs.
So they were saying that there were a shortage, you know, of jobs for college kids. They were having a hard time getting jobs. I don't know if that was local or Columbus or just throughout the state of Ohio, but they did have that on the news. And you know, like I said, during these times we live in of uncertainty, to have something that is certain is big.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. And so, you know, as long as we are...
Well, and the Goodwill, not the Goodwill, I'm sorry, Marion County Job and... do they still call it Marion County Job and Family Services? They do have a summer youth program for youth employment, but the slots were so limited. And so some entities recognize the need and they try to fill that vacuum, but, you know, there's still room. So.
Right. Well, good. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. That our young people can keep it moving this summer.
But they'll have money for school clothes, because, you know, that's all they think about.
Oh, yeah. I did, too, when I was going to school.
Oh, me, too.
Got to have my school supplies, my shoes. I remember when we were in the sixth grade, we were wearing cinnamon stockings and then white kids, girl. You couldn't tell us nothing either. Oh, and my friend called me the other day.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And it kind of got on me. We hadn't even talked in 3 years. I couldn't even believe that.
Wow.
3 years had gone by.
Well, you know, Linda, that probably means no one in our families have passed away in that amount of time.
Well, then I got married, too, and she didn't know how to take that, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's how friends
well,
are.
I told her we work, you and I do a lot of nonprofit work together, because she asks about you all the time.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, praise God, we're still in the land of the living, and that's saying
yes,
a lot
ma'am.
Today. That's
yes,
saying an awful lot.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I told her, we'll always be best friends. Nothing will ever change that. Never. No, never. We were so bad. We got in so much trouble.
Yeah, well.
That's a part of growing up.
Yeah, grow up, but not apart.
Right,
know?
Absolutely. Nothing can change that. It's like the blood sisters. I think we even did that. You know how you slit your wrist and put your wrist against the other wrist? We're blood sisters for life. We did that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So that was legal and binding. Can't break that.
You can't break that.
No, you sure can't.
That blood intermingling.
Yes. And we have about, 5 minutes left. What I really want you to do is talk about Bobby Floyd and then hit Black Joy Summerfest again, because Bobby Floyd has done some great things in our community, even though
Linda, he's so accommodating to us here in Marion, and I believe this is our fourth year that he brings that Grammy Award-winning entertainment to Marion. His trio is world-renowned. And what he has said throughout time, you know, his time here, is that he's looking for that little Bobby Floyd that he could mentor and kind of like keep an eye on their progress and continue to work with them. And I think he found someone in that Gabriel Las Venus.
Really?
Yeah, because he's, Gabriel's really, really talented. So
I've seen him a couple of times at the Palace, yeah. Different, you know, little skits they've been doing and plays they've put on.
And I've invited him to come to Black Joy Summerfest to do something as well.
Well, great.
I saw him last night.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I'll follow up with that. But on Bobby, of course, did a year-long residency here with the District of Marion City Schools, and he worked with, again, our youth, you know, and a shout-out to Marion Community Foundation for, you know, the grant that was written in order to, you know, accommodate Mr. Floyd. Yeah, so, and also the culminating event, which is this, the concert when the trio comes.
Right.
So, yeah, he's very amazing. He's amazing, so look forward to that. He always puts on a good show that blends jazz and gospel and sometimes even a little hip-hoppy kind of stuff, too. So,
oh, he's a genius.
Picasso Mays will be there on that night. Cameron Steele, comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, hosted by Shauna McNamara this year, and we'll have a silent auction. Proceeds from all of that go to the Bob Nunley Scholarship Fund.
Right. Yeah, Bob Nunley. Wow. Well,
so,
we have some great things in store for the community of Marion, Ohio. I have been giving a shout out and, you know, asking them to share this information with others, especially the Faith and Wellness Walk tomorrow, June the 5th at 6 p.m. Like Tara said, registration begins at 5:30 at the Ohio State University of Marion. Now, this is community-based event. Everyone knows mm-hmm. where the university is located, 1465 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, mm-hmm. Ohio. You can come and pledge 1 mile, maybe even a half a mile, if that's all you feel like walking. You know,
yes.
And you still get a certificate and a bottle of water to do it. So,
yeah,
just come out and be a part, and you know it's going to be a sunshine
right.
day. You
and
know.
The fellowship is
the
amazing.
Fellowship, yes, it is. The fellowship is great. We'll be looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. If you're not able-bodied, share this with someone who is.
Yes.
Share this with someone who is. So, Tara, we thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you stepped in for me, you know.
Of course.
That was great. That was great. But anyway, enjoy your day and enjoy your lessons.
All right, you as well, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, God bless.
All right, God
thank
bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye. All right, everybody, that was Tara Dyer to end up our hour here. I will be your host in the next hour, beginning at 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. So, come back at 11:15. I will have some things to share with you that the Lord has given me. And I will be coming back with our announcements again. But anyway, thank you so much for being a part of A Voice of a People, live here on WGH Talk. Thursdays at 10:15 until 11. Then also Thursdays at 11:15 till the top of the hour, 12 noon. Excuse me, 12 noon. Looking forward to talking with you. Always, always. Sometimes I can't make it. I have so much pain in my body sometimes I can't make it. But it doesn't mean I don't love you. And I don't appreciate you, because I do. And I thank you so much for your love. I thank you so much for your support. Now, those of you who have an active weekend, be safe out there. Be careful out there. Watch out for the other people as well. I pray that you have a good, blessed, and prosperous and healthy weekend. I am out. Linda Sims, A Voice of a People. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place, the legendary